Senator, have you commented about Boehner yet?
Yes.
What, are you happy to see him go, Senator McCain?
No, I think he's a fine man, and I hope that now the Republican Party will join together and sit down and try to resolve our differences. All right.
Do you think he was keeping people apart, or was he trying to bring unity?
I think he was trying to bring unity, and because I'm a great admirer of him and a very difficult job. I hope now that his legacy will be for us, all wings of the party, to sit down together, work out our differences, and recognize our job is to elect one of these guys, maybe that's speaking today, as President of the United States.
Are you still worried about the wacko birds, as you called them? I mean, people like Ted Cruz who's speaking here today?
He and I have a very cordial relationship, as he will be the first to attest. We don't agree on everything, but...
Will you vote to defund the government next week over the Planned Parenthood issue?
No, I will not, because I need for someone to tell me how we can override a presidential veto if we got it to the president's desk. The 51 vote issue is interesting, but the president of the United States constitutionally can veto, and we do not have the votes to override a veto. And I don't want to shut down the VA. I owe too much to the veterans of this country to shut down the ability to care for our veterans.
Are you going to be able to overturn the Jones Act anytime soon?
Thank you for asking. I hate the Jones Act.
What do you
I've been
hate
trying
about it
for
so
you. It's so protectionist, and it increases the cost to every consumer in America.
So
and I thank you for.
Why
I thank you for.
Why won't it be overturned?
It's the classic example of the influence of the special interests. And can I thank you for asking that question? Because we need. It has been one of the more. That and catfish have been my two favorite. And sugar subsidies.
How much? We're spending about $4 trillion a year now. How much less should we be spending next year as a government?
I can't say that exactly, but I can tell you that if we can get the defense authorization bill through, it requires cuts in staffs by 7.5% per year. That's 30% over a four-year period. That would be well into the billions of dollars we could save just there in defense. If we can stop the cost overruns, like the aircraft carrier that had a $2.4 billion cost overrun, we stop those, we can save billions. And that's my area of responsibility, and I'm dedicated to it.
Is the F-35, is that a program that should just be mothballed and get on with something that'll actually work?
Unfortunately, it is so far along. It's the classic example of once a weapons system gets far enough along, it has so much support, no matter how bad it is. It's the first $1 trillion weapons system in history. I want it to succeed, but frankly, I've been fighting it every step of the way.
We're at the Value Voters Summit. About 70% of Americans think that religion is losing its influence in American life. Do you agree with that, and is that a good thing or a bad thing, or it doesn't really matter one way or the other?
I think it matters. I tried to say in my remarks today, our Judeo-Christian principles are under assault in ways that are almost unprecedented. The first people that ISIS wants to kill are Christians, and we need a resurgence of Judeo-Christian principles and our
Christian
beliefs.
What about in America? I mean, did somebody like Kim Davis, who is headlining tonight, was she right not to actually perform her elected duties?
I think she was right in that she can exercise the dictates of her conscience, and everyone should respect that. I do not believe that, therefore, she should violate the law. She should have just said, I refuse to do it. Just like Hobby Lobby case, which we won, because those people were allowed to exercise their religious beliefs by the United States Supreme Court.
What are the limits of religious exceptions or exemptions to law? So let's say that somebody, an elected official or Hobby Lobby, says we don't want to serve blacks because of our theology. Is that legitimate too?
As you know, that was decided in the civil rights struggle of the 60s and 70s, is that we said that people do not have the right to refuse people because on the basis of the color of their skin. As you know, that was decided with the Civil Rights Act.
With Kim Davis, you're saying she should not have forbid the other clerks to perform this?
I think the other clerks should exercise their conscience as well.
You think Kim Davis could say, I don't want to perform this, but she should not have said to the other clerks they could not?
I don't think she could prohibit the others too.
That's what I mean.
But I think she could encourage others to follow her lead.
Right.
But I'm not sure. It's just as we can't tell her what the dictates of her conscience are. I don't think she could tell her employees the dictates of their conscience.
And once she agreed to do that, they let her out of jail, is my understanding of it.
Yes, that's my understanding as well.
Should we allow more legal immigration?
No.
We have exactly the right number of people coming in legally?
I think the key to it is not so much the people who are coming in, because we're a nation of immigrants, but we have to have a secure border so that people will come legally. That's where, and I don't want to spin off too far, but the E-Verify portion of our legislation, that if you're an employer and somebody comes to you without the right documentation and you hire them, you're going to go to jail.
So the government is going to validate every employment decision in the country, and that's going to lead to more freedom?
No, if someone comes into this country and goes to someone for work, they just like they have to have a valid Social Security card, they have to have a valid documentation that they're in this country legally. That's not an abridgment of anyone's
rights. But isn't that, I mean, you got to check with the government. Say, oh yeah, these documents are okay. Doesn't that allow the government to validate every answer?
You don't have to check the government when you're born. That's a birth certificate. You don't check with the government. Last I checked, you don't go to a hospital and validate with the government. What you do is when someone's born, they get a birth certificate.
Right. Yeah,
there you go.
So when, on the
this is a jerk, a real jerk. Yes, I'm telling you, he hangs
out. I'm only
Capitol
a fake
Hill.
Jerk.
Fake jerk, yeah. Real jerk.
Senator, one of the concerns
we've
already
trouble
heard about
with this question.
Yeah, a little bit. One of the concerns with the speaker's resignation announcement this morning, Senator Cruz was asked if he thought that Leader McConnell should follow Speaker Boehner into retirement, and he said that would be a question for the Republican conference to decide. What's your view on what the Republican conference would think of such a suggestion?
Well, we decide when we elect our leadership, and we have decided. I'm sure if Senator McConnell chose to ask for a vote of confidence, he would receive it. I'm not sure it's necessary. We've got a lot of other issues that we need to address, including the shutdown of the government. Okay? Right. One more from Reason TV, because it's such a fake jerk.
Yeah, that's right. And we asked about the Jones Act. So what? why do so many people, about 70% of people, think the government's going in the wrong direction?
Because we are not responding to much of their agenda items. They see us gridlocked. They see the government shut down. They see a failure even of Republicans to be more united. There is concern out there about the responsiveness of government to the people. And we are seeing that in a variety of manifestations.
What is the one main thing that the government should be working on now, between now and the election, to get done that would actually change the economy and would change the environment?
A balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. In my view, if we got that going down the track, we could easily get the 32 states that required agreement from them.
And that's something that you and Justin Amash agree on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I know of no other single act, because that would force us to eliminate the spending, which is like the question that you asked. Tough decisions would have to be made.
Is pot legalization a good idea?
I don't think so. I leave it up to the people, but I think it's a gateway drug, and I'm not going to change that opinion.
Is it a gateway drug away from beer? Is that the problem?
Here we go again. Let me just mention one thing.
Should it be decided at the state level or at the federal level?
I believe the state level. I've always believed the states should decide. Let me just mention one other thing to you. In the Northeast and the Midwest right now, there's a heroin overdose epidemic, mm-hmm. in case you missed it. And that heroin is being manufactured in Mexico, and it is flooding the market because it's so cheap. It's cheaper than OxyContin, and we are seeing an epidemic of heroin overdose deaths.
What is the evidence for that? How many people died in Vermont? I mean, we hear about this,
I can get you the numbers. They're public knowledge. They're double and triple of what they've been.
Yeah, but I mean, they're double and triple from like 6 to 18. They're not thousands of people upon thousands of people.
I think if you asked any governor, whether it be Republican or Democrat,
you wouldn't say the war on drugs is working, right?
I would say that in the case of heroin, it is not working.
Okay, and is it winnable? Is it winnable?
Are you surprised that Speaker Boehner announced his resignation, and do you have a favorite to succeed him?
I have no favorite to succeed him. I leave that up to the House of Representatives. They think we're snobs in the Senate anyway, so I would not presume to tell him. Yes. Although I knew he was getting weary.
Getting what?
Getting tired. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Senator, you come and visit me in the office, and I promise you we'll have a good fight. Okay.